Parsha Bashas Bolok. Everybody, please. Yeah. No, just close. Just go out. Leave the tape recorded. So the Parsha's Bolok says, "B'soif Parsha's Bolok, Nebuch." V'yeshev Yisrael Bashitim, and Yisrael sat in Shittim. They were in Shittim, and we have to know what the Rechaim HaKadosh asks. What does it tell us that Yisrael was in Shittim for? Where they were in Shittim, in this place, that place. But Yochel Om Liznois is Benois Moya, El Benois Moya. When they started to Mizana Rachman al Islan with Benois Moya, as Rashi says, like the artist Bilom. And it says that the Kohen Olam Lizivche Elokim Ayuchu Vayishtachu Elokim Vayitzomeid Yisroel Leval Po'ol. And Klal Yisrael Vayitzomeid Leval Po'ol. The Medrash says Vayitzomeid, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Darshan, Salach Dalit, Hanitzmodim Leval Po'ol. Hanitzmodim Leval Po'ol. It came tzmid psil, like a tight fitted cover. They came so oduk. So attached is Avoid Zohar called Baal Pa'or that it's very hard to understand. Reb Chaim Shulevitz in his famous Shmuz, what was it? How was Klai so nitzmudu, so attached, so aduk to this Avoid Zohar called Baal Pa'or? Hello, Ein Lecha Avoid Zohar Megune. There's no worse Avoid Zohar, more disgusting Avoid Zohar. And the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or. So Chazal tell us, Ma'oiv din Oisoi, how they worship Baal Pa'or. Oichlin Tawld, and they eat beets. The Shoyz and Sheikhar, and then they drink beer. Umatzvizim b'fonea, and they go to the bathroom in front of the Avodah Zarah. That's how they worship Baal Pa'or. What koyach mashicha? What koyach was drawing Klal Yisrael to such an Avodah Zarah? Chazal tell us over there in Samach Dalit, Ma'isiv Nochus Achas. There's a story about a goyish woman. Sanhedrin Samach Dalit, Shoyse Choyle B'Yoyse. So Omra, she said, Im Tamur Ahi Isha. She said, if I'll get up from the sickness, she was very, very sick. Teilech V'Tavoy L'Chol Avod Zora Sheba'Olam. I'll go out and I'll be Oyved every Avodah Zarah in the world. So she got healthy. She went around to worship all the Avodah Zarahs. Came with Sheagil Pa'or. She came to Pa'or now. The Avodah Zarah Pa'or. So she asked Shaul Elokoimrim. She asked the priest, the ones who are, you know, in charge of this business over here. But my idol is there. How do you worship this God called Baal Pa'or? Omrula, come to the dining area first. You start eating beets. Shoyish and Seicha. And you remove yourself in front of it. Amra mutav shetachso ayisha lechaylea. She said, I'd rather go back to the sickness and not to worship such an Avodah Zarah. This was an isha nochris Avodah. And Klal Yisrael was yitzomeid leval pa'or. They became attached. They became odok. They became mamish, running after the Avodah Zarah called Val Pa'or. And smodim atom basis so ain't okay and small about could smit basil. Unbelievable. So. What was the attraction of Isai of this Baal Pa'or? Second he asked of Chaim Shulevitz, what is we asked the Kash of the Rechaim, what is the importance of knowing where Klal Yisrael was. The Chaim is another kasha. What's the shaykh as well? Yochel and Lizno is to go there of Al Pa'or. Lamaisa is a kasha. Avada, the Gemara says that that's how they got them to worship it. The lady said, I'll listen to you, I'll be with you if you. Then she took out Avodah Zarah from her and said, first worship my Avodah Zarah. And Mamela Nochtem. But Lamaisa, at the end of the day, Vaisa is a shaykh in the two Zachar. Noch a kasha, the Torah HaKadosh tells in Parashat Vayeschanan. Moisei sifu al hadavar asher anochi mitzaveh eschem hayoyim. Do not add to the mitzvahs leisigru'u mimenu. And do not lessen, do less of the mitzvahs. Lishma es mitzvahs asher anokecha asher anochi mitzaveh eschem. To do the mitzvah that I cleanse you there. Einecham arroyes asher eis asher Hashem asu Hashem beval pa'or. You saw what I did in Baal Pa'or, says the Pasuk. Hashem was Yishmidoi, Hashem v'atem advekim, says the Pasuk. L'choyro, very shver inyan over here. The Pasuk seems to bring the inyan of Baal Tigra, Baal Tosh, but the inyan of the Tosh. Lesson to the mitzvah, not to add to the mitzvahs, and they seem to bring it together with. And he goes to the Masber, Givaldig Yisoy, the Meirig Yisoy, which you all have to know, it's Yisoy of Yad, the Sephoisai. That's so important for us, especially this time of year. The Akdom, he starts with the Gemara Vaitin over there in Sanhedrin, Torah Abonon. We first have to understand exactly what is the Avoid the Zorah of Al Pa'or exactly. What's the Yisoy? We know how you worship it, how they worship it, how you do worship it. But what's the Yisoy? So he brings the Meir to the Gemara over here. The Gemara says, "Vayitzer Tana Rabbanan Ma'ase b'Savta v'Nilas." The Ma'ase b'Savta v'Nilas Shehiskir Chamoyer LeNochris Achas. Came and she gila pa'or. She lent his donkey. She rented it out. Came and she gila the pa'or. Amaloi Hempton Asher Ekonis ve'Eitzei. He said, listen, I want to go in, the Nochris, let me go in. A few minutes, I'll go worship, do my Avodah Zorah. Should I go to the bathroom anyway? So I might as well do the Avodah Zorah on the way. Kitza, so she came out and he said, okay, now you wait for me. And I found out, actually, Konez Be'etzi, Amaloi, Velo Yehudi Ata. You aren't you a Jew? Amaloi, my Yechbaz, what do you care? Nichnat, he went in, poor Befonov. He made did the Avodah Zorah. He removed himself in front of it. V'kinech b'chaytma. He did something that never ever did. He wiped himself on the nose of the Avodah Zorah. For him, Shmuel, he got a standing ovation. Mamash, they were cheering him. Mamash, he never had such a guy who did such unbelievable Avodah Zorah with the Baal Pa'or. Mamash, he wiped himself on the nose of the Avodah Zorah, and Mamash, the standing ovation, clapping away. There was no chance for this guy. Mamash, the hero, Kilo, he hit the big home run. This was the Ma'aseh Sifta by these. For Oymi Oylem Lo Yodim Sha'avda Le Bekach. They said there was no one who ever did this. Mamish wiped his nose wiped himself on the nose. Ah, no one ever did this chaylek. Unbelievable. Whatever. Einfeld, Mamish. Mamish, unbelievable. Standing ovation in the base kaimer. The Yehiel Chaim Shulevitz, what's the pshat? The Maisa of the Yin Avodizor is not only just to removing yourself in front of it. Even though it's a Bizayin. You can learn that that's the Avodizor. Removing yourself, that's it. Even though it's a Bizayin. Ela Adraba, Ike Avodosi b'mashmevaz and Oisai. Faket. The Gansa Avoida of Baal Pa'or is what you mevazit. And what you mevazit, that's your Avodah Zorah. And Memela, since he was mevazit the most, he used the nose to wipe himself. So he reached the Meridika Madrega of Bizoyan. That's what they're standing for. Forget, the Avodah Zorah is just not, it's a Xeris HaKosu by them, the Avodah Zorah's wife. Xeris HaKosu is mevazit the Avodah Zorah. And the one who mevazit the most, then he's the one that wins the Mamish, the greatest Ayyubin of Azor for in the history of the time. What's the Bir Hadvarim? Shemahus Abu Azor Shapur, Haibi Pritzas Kol Gedorim. The Mahus of the Abu Azor of Pa'or is pritus from kol gedarim. That a person has no gedarim. That even his avodah zarah, which is supposed to be on a certain diagonal, the thing that he puts on a pedestal, that he worships, that he mishavet himself, even that is mevazeh. That is the metzias of the avodah zarah of Baal Peor. Even if they have a Zorah, they have a Gedurim, they have a king, they have a what? But if they poor, ain't them shum Gedurim. Even their God, so-called God, deity, the Mevaza, until now is put into Bizarian God. There's no Erech, there's no value to anything. All the Avodah Zorah that they do, everything they do is Bizarian, Mevaza, everything else, then nothing else is Choshev. The sort of being hefker, by son. Being hefker, living a hefker dekaraya, free life, without any shibudim. That's the sort of the veir of Al Pa'or. Says Reb Chaim, now we understand the kesher that the Klal Yisrael was mizana to get next to the inu of Al Pa'or as a murder to get kesher. But this nus, which is also, it's an inu of hefkeris, not to have a specific word. It's nus with Babanois Moyav. It's Mu'oy Mekusha to Ina Baal Ba'ar. Because Yisoid HaMechod. There's one Yisoid here. A Hefkedik, a freestyle life. No Shibudim. No Ischaivasin. Being free to do what you want. And Zok, the Helike. Zok, the Pchayish, the Eretz Gaval. That's the episode of the Gimbhatsik and Eretz Hanon. Like Sigru Imenu. Don't lessen the mitzvahs. Detract from the mitzvahs. Don't add to the mitzvahs. Why? When a person detracts from the mitzvahs, what is it showing? It's not just the pshat, he didn't do that mitzvah. As the Shai Tshuva writes, that a person could chazv recover, a person could recover all the mitzvahs, 612 mitzvahs, mamish. But he does one mitzvah, he's not makabal on himself. We're not talking a person does it, he does a shoyge, or is he ate Sahara, we're talking about he's not makabal on one mitzvah. So the Beinu Yoyin and Shai Tshuva, this is Shai Tshuva, by his side. Beinu Yoyin and Shai Tshuva, a murder, the Galashin over there. He picking Makabal all the 612 mitzvahs, Mamaj, he's Mazdik Tukhav. Just one mitzvah is not Makabal. He's not Makabal the mitzvah. Not talking about again, he was a Yetzirah to do it. He could control himself in that mitzvah. He has a struggle with that mitzvah. That's his biggest Yetzirah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about not a person, not Makabal, a certain mitzvah. All 612 is Makabal. Just one not. So that Ben Yoyna, that person was Poyrek, Gans Oil, Kola Terakula. He's a mum of a kol atarakula. Kim yoimar ha'evet. As he says over there so beautifully. For if the master will tell a person, do this thing. And he does everything except for one thing. There's not the pshat. He's not missing. He's nishkein evet. And it's at tachas of what is Hashem, but he says, to be an evet, sholeh. And a person who's done mekabel everything. And he leaves out something. There's a prick in the ganze avdus. That's when a person is megarei in the mitzvahs of Boisai. And even if a person's moisim on the mitzvahs, so that's his megarei, but he wants to add mitzvahs. He wants to add his own mitzvahs. What's wrong? That's the chayre gevaldik, Rabbi said, no. We all know my famous marshal that the Hele Ketuvna brings the Parash Veschanon. What's wrong with adding to mitzvahs? Okay, subtracting. You're not an Eved, but adding. Moshe Le'echot, the Dubne Pashvez Chanon, Sheyeshoyel Kelim Shreinov. There was once a Jew, a person was borrowing vessels, dishes from his friend. And he always used to give back double what he borrowed. He borrowed one spoon, he would give back two spoons. One plate, he would give back two plates. So when the Baal Bayis asked him, what's going on? I gave you only one spoon. So what would he say? Hey Shiva Omar, ki akli asher avesi toch oli, hora dam yoldo etzli. The spoon that you gave me gave birth to a second spoon. And that's why I'm returning you back a second spoon. The neighbor saw this a good deal over here. I'll lend him any time he wants. Every time I lend him a spoon, he gives back another spoon. A second spoon. Every time I lend him a plate, two plates. Kitza, Bahi Ayoim in one certain day, and he says, I need a very, very fancy candelabra, a very, very fancy menorah today, a very fancy menorah for my house, I'm making a big party.
The neighbor's so excited. This can cost me $10,000. The way it's going, I get back to Havada, the Chayfet slave, he opens up the door. Which, I have beautiful menorahs, which one? You want the gold one, the silver one, anything you want. My lovely neighbor, I love you so much. Because he gives back also the double and triple each time. The kitzah, a few days later, he meets him up. He says, how's the party? Very nice. Very good. Shmach, Baruch Hashem. How's my menorah doing? And, you know, usually give back the next day. And usually give back other thing, whenever you give back. So he starts to put on a very sad face. The one who borrowed it. Starts to, a little tear drops from his eyes. I hate to say this, but the menorah died yesterday. Had a terrible death. What are you, crazy? The neighbor looks at him and says, what are you, crazy? The menorah died. The menorah doesn't die. So he said, I understand. If you believe that a plate can give birth and a spoon can give birth to two or three, why can't a menorah die? It's like the dubno, and that's the mosh nimshal also. The person goes to add to mitzvahs. One day he'll subtract from the mitzvahs. It's a pshat, he becomes the balabos. He becomes in charge. He becomes able to decide. So the Chaim, that's the pshat. Like Yitzhak made Yisrael of Al-Pa'or. Al-Pa'or is connected to the union of Leishig of Leishoysif. The Teretz is because Yisroidom is also Echot. Yisroidom is that I can be Hefka. I have no rules. I have no Gedorim. I'm Poret the Gamri. The Fee says, Chaim doesn't say this, but L'Choyot Ma'od Meduyot. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in Har Nevoi, Rabbi Yisai. Why in Har Nevoi? Says the Gemara in Avodah in Soita. I think it's Gimel. Says the Gemara in Soita, Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Har Nevoi. That Har Nevoi, the Avodah of Baal Pa'or, which is Mul Baal Pa'or. And every time, Tosis brings over there in Soita, every time the Baal Pa'or sticks up his head, he wants to mekatcheg on Klal Yisrael. Based on the midah, so Moshe Rabbeinu is connected. Moshe Rabbeinu's chus is connected on Har Nevoi and able to counteract the koyach of Baal Pa'or. What's that? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Gaval the good boy says. Dr. Gemara Megillah Yud Gimel. Moshe Rabbeinu has 10 shemois. Dr. Gemara Echad Me'a shemois is called Avigdor. Shegodal Pirtoisev She Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was called the one who was God, our pre-protois. If the Yisroel Rabbeinu of Al-Pa'or is Pirtus HaGeder, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was Magdir, that was one of his names, Avigdor, he's called Avigdor, Shegodar, Dr. Gimon Megillah, Shegodar, Pirtusayim, She Yisroel, he is Magdir, always the Pirtus, every time Christ had a Pirtus, Moshe Rabbeinu created the Chayma, if I married the Torah, which is good for the Chayma, is the male, this is Magdir, the Pshat and Tosis. That every time the Baal Pa'or wants to be Mekatreg, there stands the Koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Goy there, Pirtus Yisrael, the Tosis Yudalit. Umedrish HaGodah, B'chol Shona V'Shona, V'eishachotu Yisrael, V'mnois Moyav, V'ois HaPerek. In that time, Zog Deheli Ketosis brings a Medrish HaGodah, V'ois HaPerek, Beis Pa'or, Oiv L'mailo, K'dei L'Katreg, U'lahaske Ovoi. U'kishu Roya Kivcho Shal Moshe, Choyze v'shekeya, shevresh rabbeinu shalkoi b'karaka ad choyt moi, v'chol shua sho'oi l'choyze v'nishke l'mokom shekara. Nehele ketoysiz. Koyach ha'moish rabbeinu, Rabbi says, which is with us, what's the pshat, it's not mazbel, l'choyz nira l'fizeh, zvei vei meduyik, moish rabbeinu with the koyach of avigdor, godar pitcher saying to Yisrael. Ha'or is Yisrael, that Reb Chaim Shulevitz is, hefke, no gedor, no gedorim, nothing to stop a person, nothing to keep a person in check. And that's the Yisroel Rabbi Yisai. Why Baal Pa'or is so dangerous? The fees that we can understand, the Pshat, but the cloud, what we mark them in the Pasuk. Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim. Tektor Chaim HaKadosh. What do we have to know when they're sitting in Shitim? Tektor Chaim HaKadosh. V'nir l'farish. Sha'akosiv yoyit sibas has nos. So the Hedekor HaChaim, the Pasuk is made to us, the sibas has nos. Shoishafisha Yotsua Om Tayel Chutz Lamachane Israel Tiulim. They went on Tiulim, we have to go on Tiulim. Visham Nimsu Bnois Moyov. Klai Yisrael left the Gedorim that they had there, the camp there. They went on Tiulim, Latayel. They left their Gedorim. They went out and they found the pirtza in the Kmach and the Yisrael. And because of that, that led to the ganze Maisa of Baal Pa'ar Bosai. And until today we suffer Kmat, B'nais Moyav, this kitrug on us, even to today. But L'chuyah, what's the ghetto of that kitrug? What Tosha speaks out and so to Yudalit. We can be ma'azbir Rabbeisai. That be'etzem, there's no kitrug unless the aveir is still present and prevalent amongst us. And Rachmanu Litzlan, Hashem should save us. But this is one of the biggest yisoidos of things that bring us down. When it looks like just pumfa, like pumfa keret. When it looks like just the opposite. Being free, being hefker. The person has a good feeling to that moment. But where does it lead him to, Rabbeisai? What lifestyle does he accomplish? Where does he get to with all that freedom? And the Yeshiva Bach has to look on his life. And the Ben Toiro, wherever he is, has to realize what a schus he has to be godur, to be enclosed, fenced in. When he realizes, when a Yeshiva Bach realizes what the godless of that is, Ashpecha, Ashpecha, he should give Ashreinu, Matoiv Chalkeinu, Manoim Goraleinu. We're Godor. Nebuch, the world out there is Pomutz, Legamri. No Gedarim. But we, Baruch Hashem, have our Gedarim. And here comes a very, 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 very touching issue, Rabbi Yisai, where many people don't like to be Godor. They like to be Hefker. They like to have their own Hefkeres in different ways. And they don't realize that within that Hefker is linked the destruction of Hashem. Because that's all the Yetzer needs. That Mogul for Hefker is that opening in the Pirtzus of Choymas Yisrael. And from there, everything can go down. He finds a Pirtza for that opening, just like anything that you have something Choshev, you have cattle, you have sowing, enclosed in a barn, and close fenced in. If a pirtza develops in the wall, everything could be lost, Rabbi Yisai. And this is why it's so dangerous, the Eden of Hefkeres, Rabbi Yisai. And in doubt today, Yeshiva Bacha, who walks around with his shirt untucked. What's wrong with walking out with your shirt untucked? What's the problem? It's just a little bit out. So here, Noach wants it in, and this, that's not the issue, Rabbi Yisai. The issue of an untucked shirt shows of chaos. The issue of walking around basement with clogs. It's not the word, it's a clog, it's a log, it's a knob. That's not the point. The point is of chaos. The point is Gedorim. And once a person leaves the Gedorim, he's very open to fall in many, many avenues. Why is it when Yeshiva goes out, even for Bein Hazmanim, or for a tiyul, he has to put on a t-shirt. What is he? Not a yeshiva bach anymore. He was on a t-shirt and shorts. There he is, Larry Smith. He looks like Larry Smith, the black guy from the Toronto Blue Jays. Yeah, that's what he has to, that's the hero. The person doesn't win the first appeal of the Gazach. A guy's wearing big day kodesh. His yeshiva bach of clothing, his white shirt and his hat and his jacket. His tie. If he wears a tie. And what does he go in? He's wearing big day chashuvim. He's wearing his mamash chashuvim begodim. And what does he go in? He puts on his overalls. He puts on his disguise. Why should he want to do such a thing? The teretz is hefkeres. I don't want to be told how to dress. I need my own style. I got to live free! No restrictions! I gotta live like the goy! The blacks! And the spiks! I gotta look like a Mexican! You walk out and see a ball of mamish! If he wouldn't be wearing a yarmulke, you would call him Pedro! What does he have to look like a goy? He's a Meshiva Bacha! And even if he goes out into the world, the person has to keep his Gedorim! So many Gedorim Chazal made that were with Goyim. Wine, cheese, why all these Gedorim? We could sing the song very nice. Everybody sings the song. Do we know what it means? We're supposed to dwell alone with our own gedarim, with our own lifestyle. And people are running to be poets gedarim, to look like the guy, to act like the guy, to dress like the guy. What are we running to look like? Unkempt guy. That's what we're running for. We're running to live that lifestyle which has no gedarim. But Chazal say, it's just the opposite. The person wants to taste real freedom. The person wants to know what it means to live a life, freestyle life. Ein ben choyren ala misha oisit b'toyra. Chorus ala luchois. Al tikwa chorus ala chayrus. Ebes la chayrus. Real freedom, tasting the real freedom, only comes from following the Gedarim of the Torah HaKadosha. I was thinking in the camp today, we have so many mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, but every part of our lifestyle is dictated. How we get up in the morning, we tie our shoes. Come on, take it easy, tie the shoes. I'll put the shoes. Which part of dress we should put on first? Which part of our body should wash first? Everything is mugdar. What's the pshat? Territories, everybody needs gedarim. We have to be mugdar, we have to know, and we have to be enframed and contained in a mahalach, or else a person starts making appearances in the littlest of things. People think minhagim, it's only a minhag. Minhagim akadosh, minhag. If you spell it backwards, gehenom. What's the chashivus of minhagim? Territories, the person is mugdar. The person has a mahalach. He's in line with a mahalach achayim. We have to teach him the right way to do everything. And the mahalach that we establish al tayras al koydej, emes the minhag, when I talk minhag b'toys, those are vayta agdarim, to keep the mahalach, to keep it going. Because once a person starts to look for his own zachin, once a person starts to go out of the business, he won't live this lifestyle and that. Spesoyfai. Chas v'shalom, Rabbi, where is it end up? It's such a dangerous thing, Rabbi said, to go out of the Gedarim. And being in Zman, especially at a time when a person wants to take off the yoke. We don't realize, Rabbi said, there's no such thing as taking off the yoke. The yoke is 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours in a day. All Torah, Rabbi said, the person has to metabolize all his life. He has to realize that he has a yoke on him, but the yoke is such a good thing. The Gemara zogt in Chagiga daf Gimel, zogt the Heilige Gemara Chagiga daf Gimel on the base. Amir the Gemara. So the Gehilki Gemara, the Dorash, the Afu Pasach, the Dorish, the Belozim and Azayas, all set up a set of Joshua. Divrei Chachom, Kedarboini, Yisachem, Smaros, Natuim, Bali Asufas, Nosem, Yiroi Echo, Lomanim, Shadivri, Torah, the Dalbon. The Dalbon is the thing that's put on the neck of the Behema when he's going into plowing the fields to make sure he doesn't move from Yiminu Smaros, Lomanim, Shadivri, Torah, the Dalbon. Loi malachom adalbon ze mechavin es apol etalmeho. The dalbon is mechavin the pol etalmeho. The talmeho lohoi tichayim loilom. Avdivrei toyu mechavnes loim deyem idaki mislech daki chayim. Toyu is medarben jure boizah. Midaki mislech daki chayim. It directs you. It keeps you in line. If you're not going to be medurben, if you're not going to be kept in line, the human being can resort to the lowest and the low. Who was the one who was mafkir klal yisrael boisai? Where did it come from? Bilam harosha. His whole metzias was efkeres. He had no shlita al atmoi. So Chazal, even the chamor that he railroad on, became his wife. He lived with it. He had no gedorim. That was according to the Shem Yishmuel, what a donkey was said to him when he opened his mouth and he said, "Lomazay kisoni shalosh regalim, vosab shalosh regalim." So Rashi, atobol eko am, have mekhayim im shalosh regalim, the mitzvah shalosh regalim. What's the kesher? Zok the shem Yishmuel. He was coming to show the Hebrew between the Yiddish and the nation and the Goyim. Dumas ha'olam. And I want to be mad to even a little bit Canadian. Could be what he meant. Bilam understood. Vashato, you are, he understood. He said the whole time, understand, he's Meshuvah to the Yibayin Shalaylam. That his is God and he has to listen. He has to follow what he says. And he's going now to curse. Don't go with them. And even when Hashem permitted, as the Goyim said, he gave Rishus to go, but not with them, together for the same purpose, and he went anyway. What was his machshava? He had one thing in mind. He's ready to sell his mother for his money, Rabbi Yisrael. Nefesh gavoya. Ruach gavoya. He's not ready to sell his mother for money. Immediately called Malikim, he's called Beis, he wants everything in the world. But he knows that Rabbi Yisrael says no. He'll sell his Bnei Shalom for money. Yidin, I'll go to Shosh Shagom. What do they do when they go to Shosh Shagom? Said the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Ches, a person doesn't have land, is part of Shosh Shagom. Shosh Shagom means a person brings his whole family and leaves his entire possessions, all his animals, all his wealth, leaves it totally. And oh, so what? My Jewish neighbor Barak? No. Your Jewish neighbor is also going up. Everybody, and the Goyim know every single Yid now is far away in Jerusalem eating steaks to the Shlomim and not coming back for a while. And the Goyim that are around, no one's there to stop it. They're mafka toil and a chazah for what? Leroy is adoring to see the Yibayin Shlomim. And it's like, Baruch Hashem, Avada Hashem, Mafti Hashem takes care, there's no problem, nothing can happen. But they go up with a munish lema. That what we do for our Bnei Shalom, we give up everything. We have an Odoin. We have a Shoilet on us. And in Melo, we have a Bnei Shalom that's Shoilet, and we have a Koyot to Shoilet on our Atzvi. But Bilam, who's ready to sell everything for, even to give up his birth, he knows his Koyot comes from the Bnei Shalom. But he's ready to sell, go against his will. Why? He's getting paid big amounts. In Soram Chashuvim Imeno. What the Goy is ready to give up. There's no shlita al atzmai. Therefore, the chamor gives musa. The chamor is an animal. An animal has no shlita al atzmai. That's the matzias of an animal. Lomazei kisoni zel sholosh regolim. So the chamor shol bilam, he gave tzarka musa. Lomazei kisoni sholosh. You're no better than me, bilam. You're a behemoth that talks. You're no better than me, bilam. You have a makorach of peh. I'll also show you a korach of peh. You're just a behemoth that talks. You have no shlita al atzmai. Even the Rebbeinu, who you respect, who you know your koyach comes from, you'll sell them out for good money. You're going to Iker, a nation that gives up all their money and goes to Mivikan, Kayim, Shalosh, Regolim. Ah, such a thief of all, Rebbeinu. Oh, but that's the difference between us and the Goy, Rebbeinu. And what does the beard do? He takes off his big day koydesh, then he puts on shorts and a t-shirt. The t-shirt probably resembles of some Goyish guy, Tommy Hilfiger, whoever he is. Some goyish shugana, and whoever it is, and that's what he's proud of. He walks around with it, very very proud. I'm not talking during the sporting events. It's hard for him to play like some rebbeim play in their shirt and their tie. That's hard for them. Okay, so when they're actually playing the sport, but to walk around, and what does he tell you? Oh, I feel free. I feel like a free man now. I got my jockey shorts on and my t-shirt. And my small little kippah, I'm wearing kippah, and my hat, my Yankees cap, to be proud of the Goyim again. And I'm going out to have a good time and be free, feel free, not so restricted by this religion over here. And what is it exactly, Rabbi Zai? It's just the opposite. The one who feels restricted by the religion doesn't understand, has no musag, has ein ben chor el mishayis b'tayim. And the Torah gives him gedorim. That he can control himself. Rachmana l'tzlan, what's going on out there in the world, Rabbi Yisrael? You go around, there's no control in any area. Why are there so many divorces? Everybody's looking for a different wife. They don't care about a different wife, a different relationship. No control whatsoever. You learn today, Hillel's Yichud, by a year to be Yachet. We're not talking about doing just be there for 30, 20 seconds. Shita 34 seconds, whatever the shitas are. 34 seconds. You're not allowed to. It can be my Moshe Feinstein and a 95-year-old great-grandmother. Ain't ever trouble to arise, we understand. No yichud, no staying in the game, no touching, no nothing. Oh, come on. Don't be so old-fashioned. You can't touch the boys, give a handshake and hold up all. No, no handshakes. We're religious people. We have gedorim. Oh, it's only a handshake. The next thing you knew, he ran away with the boss. Next thing you knew, it only started. It was a, what could he do? He tells his wife, she just gave me a handshake, and then it revolved. We have a gedorim. Rahman al-Islam, the world is suffering from no restraint, no restrictions. And now, with all the things that have brought more technology in the world, it's limitless to the no restrictions. Children learn no restrictions, and parents, and everybody. It's a world of freedom. But this freedom of speech, and freedom of inventing, is producing bombs that's destroying the world. We once said over, Rav Shimshon Pinkus went with Rav Zaks, they went to visit, they heard of old great-granddaughter of the Chofetz Chaim. And they went, she was not religious, and they went to see her, she was here in Eretz Yisrael. And they went to speak to her, to hear maybe the Sipa of the Chofetz Chaim. And she told them, I once went into my grandfather, and I asked him, Zayda, my great-grandfather, Zayda, you sit here in darkness. There's a whole world out there of light, a skull of light. For whatever it was, but there's light. There's chokhmah. You're sitting in a dark room learning the old tefillin. Go out in the world. Look what's going on. So he said to her, rule that chokhmah. What are they creating at it? What are they going to create? One day they're going to create massive bombs that are going to destroy the world. But mir, machen Menschen. But we make people. We take people, we take, the Torah takes ayer pera, a person who's born like an ayer pera, like a wild donkey. Odom yivole, then from that comes out a human being. That comes out a mensch. The tachlis of a ben toira, to cleave yeshiva, to come out a mensch. But to be a mensch, you have to be mugda. You can't be hefker. The hippie, yippie generation, what did it teach? Total hefkeris. Total destruction of us, what it brought about. Marijuana, all the drugs that killed, that end up killing thousands and thousands of people, came from the hefkeris of the hippie, yippie generation of us. What did that hefkeris lead to? Death. What does the Torah, those restrictions lead to? Chayim. A person knows how much he has to eat. He can't overdo it. He needs a shear, too much of a shear, might be a shabbat of the month. He's restricted his eating. Is that dangerous for a person? That's healthy for a person. You have the human being who has diabetes, overweight, has heart problems, this problem, stomach problems, this. Why? He eats seven tons of bologna every meal of his time. And he can't stop eating his bologna. Anytime he sees bologna, he goes with sugar. And he has to all of a sudden put mayonnaise on the bologna sandwich also about that. A whole jar of Hellmann's. His wife has 17 cases. And with a jar of Hellmann's, every day he has that big, big sandwich. What's it called? The hero. My hero. The long sandwich of Bosai. And he eats every single day. And he's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. They have to make a tree. He can't drive a car anymore. He drives a truck. He can't fit into the regular thing. They truck him in every day. And he's getting bigger. And he can't handle it, Rabbi said. But he knows, the doctor's telling, if you eat any more, forget about it. There won't be in a hospital that can fit you in the room, Rabbi said. You won't be able to get through the door of the hospital. Every day they're doing shiputzim in his house, they have to enlarge the entrance. It's not funny, Rabbi said. People like that, they can't control. They're enlarging the entrance of his house today. And he needs a two-door opening to his house. And he can't sleep in any bed anymore. He broke the last four beds. Just sitting down, but he's not talking about laying down. He sat down with one leg on the bed. and boom. Why can't he control? It's not good for you, it's not healthy. He's smoking at 7 packs a day, but he's having cigarettes. It's only cigarettes. Smoking will kill you! Mamish, we saw the box in the last week. Mamish, before big size smoking will kill you. This will destroy you. Pictures of people with lung cancer, this. He can't stop. Why not? No, Gedorim. He doesn't have control. I can't control myself. And Yaakov Kamenetsky was told by the doctor that smoking is unhindered. He was smoking for 40 years. He took the pack of cigarettes that was in his pocket already and dumped it in the waste basket as he left the doctor's office. Shlomo Zalman on the weekend opened up a choveret and he saw, he read about smoking at that time, how it was starting to be revealed that it was unhealthy. After Shabbos, he stopped smoking already. He's smoking for years. How is it? The pshat is, when we go to that Gedorim, there's Gedorim. Our whole life is controlled. We have to get up in the morning. We can't sleep too late. We have to get up and say Shachris. We can't sleep too late in the afternoon. We can have 2 bagels because we have to get up for Mincha and there's a Ma'ariv. And there's this mitzvah and that mitzvah. And we buy new clothing. We have to do this. And we do this. We have to do that. All to be moved Magdra, person. To keep him in check. To realize that everywhere he's learning, he's in check. He's not Efker. Efker is destroys a person. Destroys a person's osmius. How many marriages today are destroyed because a person never learned. Never learned to be mugder himself. Never learned to discipline himself. Always Efkeris. He didn't get up in the mornings and this and that. He didn't work in school. He can't hold down a job. He's looking every time for a new job. He can't hold it down. Why? He was Hefker. He never learned to be Mugder. He can't get up in the morning. He never learned to be Mugder. And his wife doesn't respect him. Marriage falls apart. His children don't look up to him. He says, where's Tati? Sleeping. Where's Tati? Eating. Where's Tati? Sleeping. Where's Tati? Eating. They only know 2 things a father does. Sleep and eat and go to the bathroom also. I forgot about that. He also does that. That's all they know about it. They can respect their father for it. Someone who demands respect is someone who can control himself. He knows how to give. When it comes to giving to somebody else, the same thing. If he's not in control, he wants it for himself. Bilam had that need also, to give everything for myself. To control. To magdur himself. That's the godless of a human being. That makes a person into an adam. Mir machen Menschen, sagt der Chofetz Chaim. That's the Yisrael, the person. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Isho Elikim, the person that was Mugdal and Gantzin, Avigdor. The person, this is the Moriah of the Gamusahatska, we have to learn every Yeshiva Baruch to know. He walks around with his shirt out, what's the big Aveira, what's this, what's that, coming 25 minutes late to Shachos every single day, what's so bad? It's nothing, the Etzim Aveira, but he said, walking his shirt, it doesn't stay in the Torah, Torah, and Mefurish, that he can't have his shirt out. It doesn't say before you, we have clogs, Shalom, Halacha, Shimon, Esrei. I'm not getting into that. But the foolish clogs and this and that. It doesn't say you can't walk around with a yippie, hippie haircut, but your hair down to your who knows where. With a what's it called? What's that called on the back? Ponytail on the back. The mind, it could be, if you don't have a chatzitza, it could be, no. But the person's not mufka. He's not mugda. And when a person's mufka, the world is open. The rich to be your mamish at the home of us. And that's what you rebuild him. Totally mufkritic personality. He saw it's a pillar to Gazakh by Sah. Bilam was Yudea Das Elyoin. As Khashwat says in another shmooz, it's a Khuradova Pella Admon Yudea Das Elyoin. And this person went to the Tahoin. He went to the Tahoin. He was living with a behemoth. Even forget about Yiddishkeit. Disgusting. Disgusting to live with a donkey. How could it be a person who's your dad that's Elyon? How could it be that some of the biggest, they say to be some of the biggest minds, I forgot which one it was, they caught him doing the worst of Aris. He said, right now I'm not Aris or whoever, one of the big minds, I forgot which one. Right now I'm not him, I'm not Freud, whoever it is. The worst of Aris. Big cup mentioned, mamish. But there was one thing missing, they weren't moving. There was no Torah! To teach us, to lead us, to direct us. The Mashua says over there in Chagigah, boy, say, maybe the Gezach, and I'm ending. On that Gemara, the Darbon, that stick that controls the animal. So, the Mashua Pshat, Loma Nimshul the Darbon. So, there is a, Bushadima Leva Adam Ram in the Ruh of Kippara. It says, just like the Para needs the diamond to control it, so too we need the Torah to control us, to direct us. What's the Dibyon? We're compared to that Para, that wild animal, the wild cow, Soirora. The Dima Torah le diamond. Kimosha diamond, Matas Apara, Hadricha, Yoshar le Talmud Lamim. To create Yashris, to direct it to the furrow, to dig straight, in order, the Tlav Lahoti Chaim Gufnim, to bring out food. Because if it doesn't go straight, it doesn't grow properly, the food won't go out. La'oilam kach divrei Torah v'chachomim mechavdin leiv ha-talmidim yidarki mis nadarki chayim. The mechavdin leiv ha-talmidim yidarki mis nadarki chayim. Rabbi Yisrael had a Rebbe, Nebuchadnezzar, who was nifty before Shavuos. I gave a hesper in my first school that I attended, of Yankov Wales, a tzal. I wasn't able to say a hesper in yeshiva, I wasn't able to speak. But I feel a few minutes to give to him. With this Yisoid Be'emes, we grew up, I grew up in that type of, we were growing up in the 70s already. It was a year, not long after the hippie generation. We were still suffering from the yippie hippie generation. Living in Long Island, a freestyle life. Keeping mitzvahs to a certain degree, but lemaisa, the lifestyle that I was set, and that we lived in that type of environment, was a lifestyle which was open to freedom, as they call it in the world out there, to do whatever you want. And his koyach was the darban. His koyach was to give musa shmuzi, to speak out the emes for what the emes is. That a yid should know that Torah Toisha is the one thing that's going to lead us midarchi chayim, darchi misa, darchi chayim. Heard and he read a story about him, and he was always the Ish Emes, the person that spoke out his mind, what he felt was right. To more modern kids, that they looked upon life as Torah was a nice thing, but living the life of the goy was the goal of a lifetime. Sports and everything else that the goyim lived for was on the top of the list. There was a mako for Torah also. And he taught that Torah has to become a priority. After the day after Yeshua Brachas, Rabbi Yisrael, I mentioned last night, the day after Yeshua Brachas, he got a job. His job was working for an accountant. And the accountant was a Yiddish man, not religious. And he asked him to go to a non-kosher deli to go buy him a chicken sandwich. And Rabbi Yankovel, he was a young man, he had no support. He was working, he needed a light, he needed a parnasa, he went out. So they told the boss, I can't do it. The boss asked him why. He said, I could have lied, but I'll tell you the truth. You're a Jew and I'm a Jew. And something that I won't get to eat for myself, I'm not allowed to give to you either. So the boss said to him, listen, mister, I'm the boss. He told it to the boss here. If you don't get that chicken sandwich from me, you're fired. You're working for me. Picked up his stuff on the first day of the job, Rabbi Yisrael, and he left. And he went out to Koilel, and then he became a Rebbe. And then life, and his history there, he went out to Mechaber Sforim, and he madrich many talmidim, but his koyach was like a darba. La hadrich, to madrich people, to give them the right hashkofa, zachayim, Rabbi Yisrael. The world is so confused today with hashkofa. So many different statements on hashkofa out there, people giving them their feeling. Professor John Stone with his speculation, you know, what those called his spectacles, right? His fancy glasses. He's preaching how he feels life should be led. Meanwhile, who knows how he's living his life? He's not married. He has a girlfriend. He's 74 year old. The professor comes in with his hair, you know, in 17 directions. He looks like, you know, who knows what. He looks like an animal more than a man, and he's preaching to the students. I'll tell you how to live life. Meanwhile, the guy's suffering, has no marriage, he has this. He'll give preach you how you can avoid divorce. He's been divorced 4 times. Okay, at least he has experience. For the Maisa, he'll teach you how not to get divorced. Paul Smith, his book on marriage or non-marriage. On the back of the frame, Paul has had problems with his marriage. But from his experience of 11 times being married, he can now advise you on 10 easy steps how to not get divorced. He's been divorced 11 times, so he has 10 easy steps how to not get the divorce. And these are how we live, Rabbi Yisai. These are how people develop the Hashkafas Achayim. They're in who knows where, they're in the Sherutim, the bathroom, and they read an article from Professor Paul Johnstone from the University of Chicago, Illinois. And he writes an interesting article how to live his life. Meanwhile, the guy's murdered 3 people, and he steals and cheats. But he's giving you a Hashkafa Achayim, Rabbi Yisai. We have Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah. And every day we have to thank the Ibn Shalom for that Torah. Because the Torah directs us. It gives us Hajroch, it gives us Gedorin. It teaches us how to live. Why are we running? Why are we looking even? What a Chilul Hashem, the guy's looking. Looking how to live like the guy. He's looking for Mahalchim, Drochim. He's looking to go to their place and live with like them. And he doesn't realize that's a life that's going to lead him to who knows where. Well, there's no gedarim. Morals, you have to be morally right, you know? Like the guy we once said over there, that the Israeli guy over here, this Chafaya Israeli, that he always was speaking how the Arabs have to love the Arabs. It's morally correct to love the Arabs. You know, so they do some wrong things. They're also human beings. So they had a whole article about him that one time, the Arabs came near his house, we lived, and they slashed his ties. He came out with a machine gun after them. Oh, come on, just Larry, you know, you were preaching, I have to love the Arabs, equal rights. What's with the machine gun? Take it easy. They just slashed your ties. They came for a broken home, these Arabs. What do you want? Okay, but it's my car, and there he is with the machine gun pointing out. He's giving advice. He's with the love, and we have to love everybody. Where he could lead us, Rabbi Yisrael. Rachman al-Islam, Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh, Rachman al-Rachman 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 al-Islam. You have a parade, Rachman al-Islam, these people walk proudly. I saw the article how these 2 parents were walking proudly behind their son. They were a little bit hurt by the feeling, but they have to, you know, give support to their son, who Rachman al-Islam has a friend. He's just married to, I don't know who's the, whatever, how, who puts the kids up. But they have to support their son. Rahman al son, how do people come to this to Rabbi? There's no Gedarim, Rabbi Yisrael. The prayers are all Gedarim. So you try this and try that, and they said read these books about it already, Rabbi Yisrael. How people come to these acts of what Bilam came to. The books speak about the person tries everything. There's no Gedarim. So he goes to this and that and this and that, and finally he leaves to the worst type of thing. He's bored of all that stuff. We'll try something new this week. And Rahman al son. Destruction of the human being. It's the opposite of what everybody feels. The freedom that they speak, freedom of everything, that freedom leads to the destruction of myself. And our gedorim, our restrictions, are keeping us in the four walls. I once had a big argument. I was in England for chasana. I was sitting around a table and I said, they were talking about why we go out to work and this and that. And I said, sometimes a lot of people want to become rabbis, even those who become rabbis. Sometimes they get die to them just to be in the yeshiva, that they shouldn't be amongst the goyim. I said, oh, come on, take it easy. You have to read the world. Yeah, live in the world. Rahman al-Islam, he has an affair with somebody. Rahman al-Islam, he cheats and he steals. It's so easy. Our job is not to be kunstmachers. The goyim wants to answer to the man to give him musa. And the guy was very stark. The guy, who had to give the guy Musa? The Dumna didn't want to give it, but the guy said, no, give me Musa. I want Musa, I have to improve myself. I want Musa, so he just asked the Dumna to give him Musa. So the Dumna was thinking, what can he give the guy Musa? The guy learns every spare second. Every second, how can I give him Musa? So the Dumna finally said, I'll give you Musa. It's very easy to be a guy. Well, the goyim used to lock himself in his own room, close the shades even, close the shutters, and he learned mamish 22 hours a day. Close the shutters, just to bring him food, or ever done a little bit, but close the shutters and learn 22 hours a day. So the Dubin says, it's not a grace of kunz. To sit in a room, close with the shutters closed, and to be a goyin. Go out in the world, and be involved with people, and then be a goyin. That's the kunz. Says the goyin, you could be right, but we're not kunz machis. We don't have to be kunz machis. We don't have to be kunz people. We're not here to do tricks. We're here to service Hashem, and we lock ourselves up in the base measures, that's right, Rabbi Yitzhak. What Rav Putna called today, and the Doylem Rechazanish called the Tevas Noyach. We lock ourselves up, we don't try to leave. Oh, come on, you got to go out in the world. He goes out in the world, Rahmanson, he sees the wrong things, he sees preachers and things, everything. Rahmanson, what happens to him? Control yourself, control yourself. You know, that's what the guy told you, this man, you go back to the person and the man, whoever is speaking, I'm not telling him, Shalom, but the Baal Bazar, why can't you control yourself? Yeah, he's control. He's watching dirty movies at night in his bed. Control yourself. He has an affair with the next door neighbor. But why can't you control yourself? Are you controlling yourself? The big talker, control yourself. We nicht kein Kunstmachen. We have to serve Hashem. And we have to be mudder. We have to serve stay around the base manager, but you say, Ashreinu, every day a person has to say that tefillah. Moidi, anach levash, esamta, chalkeinu. Yoyishrei beit ha-medrash. We have to sing that with such delight, Rabbi Yitzhak. Hain, over the beautiful Torah that we learned, Hain, that we're sitting in the area, Beis Hashem, that the walls are seal-proof. There's no Chas V'Shom Tzvarim Asurim today, Rahman Al-San, you can bring it into the Beis Medrash, Rahman Al-San also, but B'Derech Klal, they bring in those funny-looking machines, Rabbi Yitzhak, people bring it in, which you could talk on it, and send messages on it, those funny things. But besides, once in a while they bring it in, which it shouldn't be brought in, Rahman Al-San, to a Malkum Torah, to different Shmuz. Beis Hashem, it's Malkum Torah. It's about what a person can look and see Kedusha, be around the Kedusha. He's mugdur, he's in a framework, he's fenced in, he's in a place where he can be able, it's easier to control himself. And there, that's where he develops. He works on his character, he builds himself up. And as the Chofetz Chaim told the granddaughter, Mir Machen Menschen, there he'll make himself into a mensch, Rabbi Yitzhak. We should be zoyecha to understand this, Rabbi Yitzhak. We should be zoyecha to feel the Ashreinu. We shouldn't be running thinking, oh wait, I can't wait for Ben Azmanim. As the Chaim HaKadosh says, V'nir Vash HaKadosh Sibas has nos. Why do I have this nos? Shereish Lefishi Yotzu Ha'om L'tayel Chutz L'machan Yisrael. I told a certain bacha, I gave him a Eitzah. Yeah, I made a deal with him, whatever. I took him out. I bought him something. I told him, do me a favor. Don't watch the movie on the way back. Anything but watching the movie on the way back. That puts you in the framework for the whole Ben Azmanim. Baruch Hashem, I think he did it. I have to find out for sure. I mentioned his name, Baram. Baruch Hashem, I have to find out. But he was makabel on himself, Rabbi Yitzhak. That's how many people say they go back. They can't wait to get in shackles and get on the plane. And, you know, get the movie on. Let's get it going. Let's start off. That's called Ben Azman, Rabbi Yitzhak. Everything he got down the drain another time. Get it down the drain. All the way down to the bottom of the drain, Rabbi Yitzhak. All the stuff that he gained. Why? He has to go out. He has to see the world. He has to visit Aunt Sarah in Tucson, Ohio, Tucson, Arizona. He has to visit others there. Oh, he's going to go on the plane to the end. He's going to get Mamish killed up, chopped up with all the avarice and everything that's going to happen. I have to go to Taya. I can't be locked up. Reza Hashem to the Eitz is what to do, Rabbi. He said, I'm asking. The person needs to get out. But a person has to realize the more he's Gadol, the more he has defenses, the more he keeps, it makes Kabbalahs, not to go to certain places, not to be a. Then he remains, Rabbi Yisai, Kodesh V'Torah L'Hashem. There's no preachers, there's no breaking out of his Gdorim. And through that, Be'ez HaShem, Rabbi Yisrael. Shalom Shadron, Rabbi Yisrael, Shalom Miriam de Gemaisa, which was the end. Shalom, when he was a young kid, so the Maisa, even as a young kid, he observed certain chumras on himself. The Maisa, he felt even the chumras on himself, when he makes a chumra, and it's for purposes that he wants to advance in those areas. And Shalom wants to work hard on the Inyan of Shabbos. The Inyan of keeping Shabbos very, very stark by him. So he made up, him and his friends in Yeshiva, as a Chumrah, they're not going to eat any products made by a certain firm in which Shabbos was not observed. Even though it could be this Hatayim, this. It was the year 5692, Rabbi Yisai. Figure that out. When Tnuva, reading from the book, was the largest distributor of daily products in Eretz Yisrael. That Tnuva today, it's a Baruch Hashem, Tnuva today has all the everything. But at that time was, and it was known, publicly knowledge, that the company then, I don't want to be taken to court, but the company then That's what it says in this book, over here, transgressed the Shabbos. So the two youths, the two Shom and his friend were Makabel, they're not going to eat Tanuva products. Right after he made that commitment, Rabbi Yisrael, he made that gather on himself, Rabbi Yisrael. The Yetzer knows, even the Gedorim that we make, our own private Gedorim, we're not going to go to a certain place. The Yetzer right away challenges that. So Shom and his friend came home from Yeshiva that day, and guess what was waiting on the table for him as he came home? A beautiful leaven, bearing the tznuva seal on it, Rabbi Yisrael. There was the leaven waiting for him on the plate with his piece of bread. And now you have to realize, Abshalom was an orphan. Abshalom had a hard life. He worked in yeshiva. He didn't have food in those times. Very scarce, Rabbi Yisrael. He comes home and he had a geshmak of leaven. For that time, it was like a geshmak of Coca-Cola, whatever it is, a geshmak of leaven. And he was taka, it was a big suffix what to do. There was so much poverty in those times. You couldn't even get a piece of bread, and let alone a full meal. And there it was. Piece of bread, a coffee, and a leaven. That leaven, the voice said, tasted like $1 million. Should he give up the meal? And yet, his mother prepared it. She was an almana. Says, I'm going to hurt the almana. My mother's an almana. I shouldn't do it. But he said, a Kabbalah is a Kabbalah. The Yetzirah started to play with him. Oh, but you won't have Korach v'Torah. So you'll eat the leaven. So why? Other people eat it. It's a chumra ba'alma. Eat the leaven, Reb Shalom. We'll give you extra korach v'torah. Kitzur, he said many years later, he dipped the spoon 10 times into the leaven of Yisrael. For the Maisa, he stayed by his resolution, and he kept it. He took the container of leaven, he put it back into the refrigerator, and he just ate the piece of bread with the coffee of Yisrael. How did I know, said Reb Shalom, that it was the Yetzirah speaking all along? The next morning, his mother didn't say anything to him. If it would have been a problem, he would have been admonished for not doing what his mother. His mother didn't say anything to him. My story is, he was right, and we have this Kabbalah. We have to make Kabbalah's resolutions, shmiras for us. Each one knows where it is and what inyan. They know when they go to a certain place, they get bombarded. Not just, they get kishmetic. But he goes, mamish, whistling as he works. I'm going to go to that place again. You know, he says, I have to go. My cousin's going. My good friend's going, I have to go. But you know when you go to that place, you be shmeted, make yourself a gedda. I'm not going to such and such a place. I'm not going to such and such a rechoiv. You know, every time you come back for them, you get defeated. You feel all the koyach that you had for learning gets pulled down. You know when you go back to Israel, if you go to a certain house, you always have the same nisayon. You get pulled into that television set, or to that movie, or to that cousin who's not a good influence. So don't go. I have to go. My cousin, I'm so friendly. Oh, you didn't speak to him the whole Zman? Yeah, but Baina Zman, and I always speak to him. Yeah, of course. When the Yetzirah tells you when to watch the movie, you always speak to your cousin. What was the last time you talked to him about anything else? All of a sudden, my cousin, my Halakha cousin. Rabbi Yisrael, a gedder is a gedder. You make the gedder, you stick to it, Rabbi Yisrael. You build yourself up to be a great person. A mensch, as the Chavetz Chaim says. A real emes ha'odom. And if you don't have gedorim, if you're poyritz the gedorim, Bilam went down to the lowest of the lows. He had the biggest knowledge. He knew das and lukim. It's a pella otzum. But without gedorim, Rabbi Yisrael, to the brinks of H-E-L-L. And today he's burning the Gemara in Gittin, in Sheikh Vazer, Reisach, Rabbi Yisrael. He's paying deeply for all that what he caused, Rabbi Yisrael. All the pirtzis ha'gedorim, Rabbi Yisrael. What does he have today? He's burning away in the Sheikh Vazer, Saz Marin Gittin, Rabbi Yisrael. Ah, Rabbi Yisrael. The one who will follow the Gedorim of the Torah will have the last life. Atisrak Liyam Acharoin. Pia Posra B'chochma. The Seir Has Chesed Al Shoina. Sophia Alicho Is Beisa. V'lecha Masa Zoizcho. In Eishas Ham Yims is going on Torah's up there. If a person keeps the Torah, Atisrak Liyam Acharoin. The last day, you'll have the last live. All these people are telling you, oh, I have to go out in the world. Where are they going to be on the last day, Rabbi Yisrael? Where will you be? Happy, content, a good life, a good family, bring up a beautiful life, Rabbi Yisrael. To learn the lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. To be gedurim. And be'ez Hashem, through that we'll have the koyach. To grow, and to withstand the temptations that are before us. To build ourselves up, to be an emes ha'odom. To give a nachas ruach to our families, nachas ruach liyotzchayinu. To be zeicho bekoroi, b'schus agdorin, b'schus our mesiris nefesh to keep our gedorim. To to see that Hashem should be magdur all the princes of Yisrael. Bizoicha to the binyan v'ayat hashlishi. Amen.